Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Hooters bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Carl Schramm, the author of Burn the Business Plan, former president of the Kauffman Institute, and one of the great leaders of entrepreneurship around the world. He's so many different ways he's contributed. And Carl, on behalf of all of the rest of us out here on the receiving end of your wisdom and your energy, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
So the book is called Burn the Business Plan. And he was just telling us a story, folks, about when he first said that to someone. So from a business plan standpoint, I believe business plans can be helpful, but as a tool, as a means to an end, not as a way of life. And what I think what you were running up against were people who thought all they had to do was to do a business plan, then go look for funding, right? Maybe not even have a customer, right?
Yeah, that's right, Jim. The title really grows up out of watching students get taught by professors, most of whom have never started a
right.
business, that the magic ingredient is writing a business plan. And one of the things I object to is, you know, we have courses where students go to learn how to be entrepreneurs, like they go to learn how to be a dentist or an accountant.
Right.
And that's not how it works. Entrepreneurship is not a profession. It's something you do when you have a great idea and you want to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the notion that you're going to go to college and learn this, just so misdirected. In fact, in my book, which has got lots and lots of statistics, because this book is in some ways a repudiation of sort of these old wives' tales that are passed along mostly in college and certainly in the SBA and in the government, you know, I make a point that basically says that if you start a business between the ages of 21 and 30, your chances are five times higher of failing than if you start a business between the ages of 40 and 50.
And why do you think that? I agree with you. Why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, the idea is going to be better because these ideas happen, as I say, the average age is 39 when people start businesses. That means they've worked for somebody for 15 years on average. And, you know, when you work in a big company, which is likely a much bigger cradle for entrepreneurs than business schools, for example, you work in a big company, you watch the innovation process happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also learn, you know, it's just in the woodwork. You learn a lot about production. You learn supply chains. You learn, you know, the discipline of accounting. You learn how products get sold. You'll see how new products are developed and thought about. You just learn business, essentially. The great cradle for
understanding
how innovation works.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Carl, because not long ago I was speaking to a group of senior entrepreneurship graduates. They were about to graduate with a degree in entrepreneurship. And a bunch of them, I just talked to them about some of the things that you and I would talk to young people about starting or running a business. And somebody said, what do you think I should do next? I said, I think you should go get a job. And you should have seen their eyes be big. Their eyes got like saucers, like, or they looked at me like I'd grown a horn or something. I said, let me tell you something. I said, you need to go learn how to be a follower before you can be a leader. You need to go learn how to, you need to go make some mistakes in the marketplace and do it with somebody else's money. You need to go get some training, and you need to get training that you like, and you need to get training that you know is a mistake so you know the difference. And I said, in my opinion, if I were you, I'd spend the next 5 to 8 years working for somebody else. And it sounds like that's what you told your folks.
That's such great advice, and you know, the way you've said it has given me a different insight on it, so I appreciate it. You know, this business of follower leader, I think in many ways what you've just said is also really important. You know, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you're going to have employees.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been an employee, you don't know what it's like to be an employee.
That's right.
Or to how to run employees, mm-hmm. how to manage and lead employees. So I think that's a really good insight.
Well, so you've got give us some more thoughts on how you think. One thing, do you agree? I know you agree with me when I tell people that the best capital, the best startup capital in the world, is from a customer, right? From when they buy your stuff, when the dogs eat the dog food.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And that's another point of the book. You know, we teach kids, and there are over 500 universities now have programs where you can get a degree in entrepreneurship. And that's, of course, the key is writing this business plan and learning about business models. But the whole point of the whole exercise is to get an idea in front of a venture capitalist. Now, the reality is that that fewer than 1%, actually it's much lower than 1%, of all brand new businesses ever get venture capital get angel capital. Most businesses, the vast majority, are funded by the people who start them, and they do bootstrapping, just like I did with my company. It's just what you're talking about. You know, the great capital is the money that comes in from a customer.
Well, and the other thing is most, and this is what shocks a lot of people, most businesses not only don't want venture investors, they shouldn't have venture investors.
And
because you got to get rid of those guys eventually. Carl, I need your website, please. How do we find and tell us how we find the book?
Well, I'm at Carl Schramm, S-C-H-R-A-M-M. The book is on Amazon. The book is at Barnes & Noble, and the book is in most Hudson News and airports all over the country.
Carl, I want you to come back, and I want to get more into your book, and we'll take it apart and spend more time. Will you do that with us?
Oh, I'd be delighted to. I love being on your show.
Good. Thank you, Carl. Carl Schramm, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Burn the Business Plan. You're going to like it. He's talking about you, folks. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.